All around us, we see signs and symbols, and also so many corporate logos are all over the place. I have to admit, sometimes when people are coming up to communion, I can't help but look at the little logo, whether it's plastered across someone's shirt or on their jacket. I'm always drawn in to the logo or the brand. And it says, so often people might wear that, you know, wear a sports team with pride, or there might be a particular brand that they like and they wear that with pride as well, because those logos and those brands, they say something about us, or usually they say something about us. And today, as we receive ashes on our foreheads, that sign and that symbol also says something about us. And I know I'm always excited about it myself too, but so many people are excited about receiving ashes. That symbol that we wear says so much. But that symbol that we perhaps might wear with pride, knowing that, yes, we are Catholic, but it's also a symbol that says many things. It says that we are going to die. We are going to die. Those words that we hear, some of the words that we hear, we aren't going to hear those words today, but one of the options when the ashes are put on a person's forehead are, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And what you'll hear today is, repent and believe in the gospel. So as we enter this season of Lent, we're reminded of our mortality. We're reminded of that this life is not all there is. And we are called now to live the lives during the season of Lent that we should always be living. Of course, we undertake certain practices to help return our hearts to God, as the prophet Joel says, because we are invited, yes, to return to him with our whole hearts, rending not our garments, but rending our hearts, or breaking our hearts open so that we can receive his life in us. So that sign of the cross with the ashes on our forehead says that, yes, that we are going to die. It also says that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And it really marks us with the sign of death, because the cross, until Jesus' time, was a sign of torture and death and hopelessness. But of course, Jesus transformed that sign into one that leads to life after death. So this sign of the cross on our foreheads marks us with death, but also with life and hope for new life. Those practices that we are called to, a prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, invite us to live lives that imitate Jesus. In one of St. Paul's letters, the second letter to the Corinthians, he says, we carry about in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in us. And perhaps we're reminded of this importantly, and it's highlighted in no other place, especially during this season of Lent, when we are called, yes, to turn away from sin, to die to ourselves, and to let that life of Jesus be born in us by doing all those things, through our life of prayer. We die to ourselves in realizing that we're not the ones in charge, and we give what we think is really our time, and we give that time to God in conversation with him, allowing him to strengthen us, allowing him to give us peace, allowing him to guide us. Through our fasting and our self-denial, we remove ourselves and we die to our need or our desire for stuff or food and things, especially our hungers or appetites, and then we live and allow that life of Jesus to pour in us when we experience that hunger and that lack in our lives. Through our almsgiving, when we share those gifts that God has given to us, we die to our attachment to those material things and those things that hold us back. And also, of course, sharing them with our brothers and sisters, but also allowing our hearts to attach more fully to God and to seeing God in our brothers and sisters who we serve. Ultimately, these practices, yes, are meant to help us return our hearts back to God. It's meant to reorient ourselves and to realize the symbol that we wear today is a symbol that we should carry on our hearts every day of our lives. When we are called, yes, to die to ourselves, to carry about in our bodies the dying of Jesus through all those actions that we take, those acts of love, of sacrifice, of self-denial, so true that the life of Jesus may be made present in us. And of course, more importantly than even receiving the ashes, of course, every time we come to celebrate Mass, we receive not just the sign of the cross, but we receive the very fruits of the cross, of Jesus going to his passion and death and rising again. And here we receive his very life in the Eucharist, so we can carry about in our bodies his death, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our lives.